Is George Pickens a number one wide receiver? Here's a text. Need a franchise quarterback that Tomlin is willing to take the training wheels off all the time. Until that happens, nothing else matters. I do think there's some chicken and egg stuff going on here. Connor Hayward's open down the sideline and Fields takes a shot. Van Jefferson open on the sideline. Fields takes an intermediate shot. Both balls could have been a little bit better. Both balls could have been caught. Well, Pat Freiermuth open in the middle of the field against the Los Angeles Chargers. Fields gave him a shot. Pickens simply needs to get open more. And if you're going to run your routes at 70% speed, you're not going to get the ball. And it's not just some dorky radio guy behind a microphone here saying this. How about former players like Max Starks, who was on the radio network post-game show and said, you have the eye black on that says you're always open, quote, show me what you get when you are open. Do something about it. Don't sit there and pout about it. Go block somebody downfield. Maybe you get to play action on the next one. Those are the things that take away from a team when you're not a part of the team, when it's more me than we in the process. He needs to grow up and he needs to show me on the field, end quote. So it's not just me. It's guys like Max Starks, former players. There's a still shot photo now circulating around the interwebs. I saw Alan Saunders put it out there. Guy who took the picture, Ed Thompson, multimedia photojournalist for Pittsburgh Sports Now. I want to make sure I give credit. It's George Pickens on the bench. Pretty much looks like he's sleeping. Looks like me on Thanksgiving after all the tryptophan and beer hits the gullet and into the belly. He's just laying there on the bench, head back, helmet kind of lifted up off his head. George Pickens is being a baby. On the sideline, nobody wants to sit next to him, according to Mark Caboli. On the bench, he's pouty. The week prior, he's bitching, moaning, complaining. Broderick Jones has to come over. First time Broderick Jones has blocked anybody this year. That's probably not a fair shot at Broderick. And then on the field, he's not running. And when they're running, he's not getting off the ball and blocking anybody. He's not even trying. And you know who that reminds me of? Deontay Johnson. And you know what happened to Deontay Johnson? He got traded this offseason. Chase Claypool, first year, great. Second year, pretty good. Third year, gone. See ya. I'm not saying they're trading George Pickens during the season, but Diana Russini of The Athletic, who's a super tapped in insider, listed Pickens among the wide receivers that maybe could be had before the deadline. When somebody who's that credible reports something like this, you do have to pay attention. Again, I don't think it's going to happen this season. But where there's smoke, a lot of times there's fire. Just watch what's going on here. I don't know that he's going to be a Steeler following the year. I don't think they're going to pay this guy $30 million. I think if you gave Omar Khan truth serum and you asked him the question, he would laugh in your face. 412-928-9370. The more things change, the more they stay the same. You change the jersey numbers, you change the players. But if you're a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you might be a malcontent. Rob in Chicago, hello.
Crowley, good morning.
Morning.
You know, I'm going to point out something from last year. You know, we were kind of stumbling along like this until Tomlin put in Mason Rudolph. And what do you know? You know, the receivers caught passes. They caught touchdowns. We won three games. The offensive line blocked better. The running game was better. The whole team shifted into another gear because you had a productive quarterback. And, you know, all these guys want to do is catch passes, catch touchdowns, and get paid. Tomlin
sure.
just wants to run this 3 yards in a cloud of dust, four horsemen offense. You know, and it's just, I don't think these guys are buying into it. And, I mean, there's no excuse for Pickens acting the way he is, but he's got, in my opinion, potential to be another Megatron. If you get him on the right team and get him harnessed, you know, he's got tons of talent.
I've thought that for a long time too, Rob, and thank you so much for the call. I'm not there with him anymore. He's a SportsCenter top 10 play guy, George Pickens.
He'll do the toe tap thing. He'll do the spectacular. But he's not consistent enough to even be mentioned in the same breath with the guy you just mentioned. I'm not even going to do it again. I won't even say his nickname again because I can't mention the two in the same damn sentence. You're not wrong, Rob, at all when you talk about this offense. And going back to last year and the year before and even at the end of Ben with Randy Feuchner, the offensive coordinators have left a lot to be desired. And then so the question is it Mike Tomlin? Of course it's Mike Tomlin. All true. All true. But be an adult. Deal with it. Run your routes at 100% and the ball's going to find you more. Justin Fields is better than Kenny Pickett. Justin Fields is better than Mason Rudolph. Justin Fields has had a quarterback rating of over 90 in all five of his Steelers games. Kenny Pickett did it four times in 25 games. So all it took was five games for Fields to do something Kenny couldn't do in 25 games. Point being, your quarterback now is good enough to get you the ball if you're open. You can't let it go through your hands on third and four and then expect to be targeted more later in the game. You can't throw the ball behind your back while you're dipsy-doodling down the sideline and expect that everyone's going to be all hunky-dory and super excited about talking to you on the bench or throwing the ball to you the next time, George. So he wants more opportunities. Go get open. Go run hard. Block whenever there's a running play. And then when the ball comes your way, don't fumble it. And don't let it go through your hands. Hey, of course the offense stinks. Guess what? He's part of the offense stinking. Because when you've got the lack of talent that they have, and that's what it is, and you're conservative by nature like Mike Tomlin is, and that's the case, you need everyone to buy in. They need to bust their ass on every play. Because you want to run the ball. You need your wide receivers on the perimeter to get the job done there. On play action, when you're in the route, you got to go 100%. If you don't, you're not going to score points. And we've seen it the last couple of weeks, in this last one in particular, you're not going to win football games. Buy in, the ball will find you. And when it does, make plays. Whew, a little cranky this morning.